Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to today's Kartik Inspirations. Today there's a great festival in Vrindavan. Most Brijbasis and also sadhus celebrate the Divine Appearance Day of Radhakund. There's also another date much earlier in this year where, according to Jiva Goswami and the Gopachampu, Radhakund appeared. Yes, two dates. But it's not a problem, because actually we cannot put a date, which is a measurement of time, on eternity and of on spirituality. So it's good, two festivals, wonderful. I would like to share with you another miracle. Once, Janava, the exalted consort of Shrimati, of Nityananda, decided to go to Radhakund for darshan and see Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath was so weak at that time. He was old. He had only drunken since many years a little buttermilk. But when he heard that Janava Ishvari had come, Raghunath, with tear-filled eyes, walked towards her. He was shining like the sun. When Janava saw him, she also could not stop the streams of tears coming from her eyes. She stayed 4 days on that visit in Radhakund, and one day around noontime, Janava Devi heard the sound of a flute at the northern shore of Radhakund. When she came and looked there, she saw Krishna standing under a kadamba tree in a threefold bending form, playing his flute. Only Janava could hear that flute, because Krishna was playing just for her. And by his side, she saw the most merciful Srimati Radharani. There were Lalita and Vishakha as well, and various Manjaris and Gopis. As she was observing this unearthly darshan, she suddenly fell to the ground, unconscious. Today, the place where Janava saw Krishna is known as Janava Ghat. There's a sitting place, and there is a little staircase which is protected from others' views, which leads directly into the Kund, where she could take her bath, where she is supposed to take her bath, even to the present day. As we know, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami worshipped the Lord as Gopinath, the Lord of the Gopis. During this time, Janava took darshan, and the same Krishna who had called her with his flute said to her, "Look to my left side. The Radharani is much too small. Please go to Bengal and bring a proper size Radharani so that I can engage in transcendental leela with her." And Janava did this. The present Radharani, which you see on Gopinath's left side, is the deity she brought there. Janava life is full of miracles. Divine goddesses appear to her. Thieves who want to steal from her party are all of a sudden chastised and corrected by Chandi, the goddess with the chopper in her head. And Srimati Janava was present with Lord Nityananda. We pray to her a prayer which Bhaktivinoda Thakur has composed. He says, I have no strength, nor do I have any help from virtues that may have come from sacrifices, yoga practices, or austerities. I'm so feeble and I don't know how to cross over this horrible ocean of birth and death. O most revered Janava Devi, please show mercy to the servant today by virtue of your own good qualities and kindly relieve me from all afflictions. Wishing you a wonderful celebration of Bahulashtami. Remember Raghunath Das Goswami and his interactions with Janava Devi, the personal consort of Lord Nityananda, and make your life blissful. Hare Krishna.
Hare